Places where we have assumed control, or where we tend to take credit for what God has accomplished in our lives. You see, humility grows when we choose daily to submit ourselves to God. When you seek His will over your own will, when you allow Him to shape your thoughts, to shape your attitude, to shape your actions. Serving others is another essential expression of humility. Like Jesus, we need to put the needs of others before ourselves. We need to treat every gift as a stewardship rather than a right. When we do that, pride begins to lose its power and gratitude begins to take its place. So there's a choice that's before us. A choice before us. As we said, pride is the mother of all sins. It isolates, it destroys, it leads to separation from God. Humility restores. Humility heals. Humility opens the heart to God's leadership in our life. The choice is ours. Do we stay in the centrifuge of pride, spinning sin outwardly and hurting ourselves and hurting others? Or do we humble ourselves and turn off that force in our life and receive His grace? Jeremiah is warning the people of Judah, and he's warning us that pride brings destruction. But he doesn't leave us with that message. He tells us that humility can bring life. Our prayer ought to be that God would grant us the courage to examine our hearts, the courage to turn away from pride, to repent of our pride, the courage to walk in the path of humility. We need to humble ourselves, because if you do not humble yourself, the scripture very plainly says, as we read earlier, He will humble you. We need to be like Jesus, who humbled Himself. And it's then that you can experience the joy and the peace and the blessing that comes from a heart fully surrendered to Him. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come to You tonight, humbled by Your word. Lord, search our hearts tonight. Show us, Lord, the ways that pride maybe has taken root in our hearts. Lord, we confess that all too often we have relied on ourselves. We cling to our own desires. We defend ourselves. We promote ourselves. We justify ourselves instead of just coming in all of humility and surrendering to You. Lord, forgive us for the pride that keeps us from hearing Your voice clearly. Forgive us, Lord, for the pride that hardens our hearts, for the pride that strains our relationships, for the pride that resists Your correction. And Lord, we come before You tonight thanking You for what Christ did for us. Lord, teach us to fully trust You. Create in us a humble heart. Help us, Lord, to forgive others. Help us to remove jealousy and comparison from our hearts. Lord, keep us mindful that salvation is a gift received by the humble in spirit. Thank You for what Christ did in humbling Himself. And let that mind that Christ had be in us. Let Your Spirit shape us into a people who reflect Your gentleness and submission to the Father. Holy Spirit, reveal those areas in our hearts and our lives. We don't want to live separated from Your presence. We don't want to walk in our own sufficiency. We want to walk closely with You. So turn off, Lord, that force of pride in our hearts and replace it, Lord, with the steady, quiet strength of humility. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you so much for being here tonight. Thank you for joining with us. I hope you got to see some things there about pride that so often enter our lives that many times we want to push to the side. Look forward to seeing you this coming Sunday, 9:15 for Sunday school, 10:30 for worship. Come and join us in person if you can. If you can't, you have those social media platforms. You can join us with there. But you stay safe. Have a blessed week. We'll see you this coming Sunday.